This is very, very sad news.
Yeah, during vacation, we had some great times. We went to the lake. We went to Boston, as I mentioned, and Maine, and got to go to Fenway Park for the first time. But right before we went on summer vacation, one of our dogs, Hank, who was originally known here on the ticket as Spotted Dog, well, he's now 15. And he's been slowing down for the last couple of years. He had a degenerative condition in his hindquarters, his hind legs. Very strong dog. And if you're trying to picture Hank, I'll post a picture here in a second, but he was best the vet could guess 15 years ago, half English setter, half some sort of hound dog. And he was originally found by our engineer, Tony.
Tony with the tard.
Dancing with the Stars, Tony. He was originally found at a ticket event back in 2004. And Tony says it was out in Granbury. I don't know if you remember it being that far out, Gordo. It was a long way out. It was some event we were doing, a race that we were sponsoring or something. And Tony was out there working in promotions. And here was this white dog with spots on it running around, obviously lost, obviously astray. And Tony took it and tried to find it a home. He couldn't keep it at his house. I think his wife put the ixnay on it. And he brought it to Gordo's remote, I believe, is where the first time you saw him, right?
Yeah, I think he brought it out to a ranch remote.
Yes. Yeah.
He was the cutest.
Oh, sweet. Just beautiful dog.
And so I took him and pawned him off on you.
Well, yes, you brought him up
because
here.
Because I had him for a while, or a few
you
days.
You had him for a couple of days.
You came over and visited my house.
Saturday, you got him, and then Monday, you brought him up to the studio, and I said, oh, man, it's a good-looking dog. And
right.
I wanted my boys to see it.
Yeah.
So I brought my boys down to Dallas, and they immediately fell in love with him. So we took him home that day, and he was only called Spotted Dog at that moment because he had these brown spots on him. Well, my boys wanted to call him Hank, and we had this weird thing in our family where we have to give a dog a middle name. So my oldest son was a huge David Duval fan, still is. So Hank's middle name was Duval. He was called Hank for Hank the Cow Dog. I don't know if you guys ever read those books.
No.
To nephews or whatever, or read them as a kid. I'm not sure when they first started coming out. I think they came out in the 80s. An author by the name of John Erickson, but it was a story of this dog named Hank, and he was the cow dog, and he was in charge of ranch security, written from the dog's perspective. Hilarious. My boys just love those books. I loved them, and we'd always read those together, so they wanted to call him Hank. He kind of reminded them of Hank. So we had Hank for 15 years, and he started to slow down right before we went on summer vacation, and he was really started to take a turn for the worse and I think your late dog Jake went through this, Gordo, where it was really a chore just for them to get up from laying down.
Yeah, they can't walk anymore.
Yeah. And the most painful thing was to watch him try to get up and then try to lay down. He just, you know, it was really bad. So we took him to our vet, Dr. Cody Bullock, who is a great dude, and he said, I tell you what, let me just keep him for a couple of days and let me give him some medication. He gave him a steroid that really helped him, and we brought him home and he seemed to be doing a lot better. But then when we got back from the first half of our vacation, he had taken a turn for the worse. He was not moving well, and he just seemed anxious. You know, he never could get comfortable. He'd walk from one place to another. He'd want to go outside, then he'd want to go back in, but he couldn't lay down. And he also started to lose control of his faculties. He started to pee everywhere. He's never done that. He took out a couple of carpets.
Yeah.
And it between that and the fact that he just never could get comfortable, we decided that really...
That was time.
Yeah, it was time.
It was time, buddy.
And we had to. And I felt... And you just never know when it is. And but I felt better about it because when we did take him in and our vet was out of town, so we had to take him. It was on the 4th of July, so we had to take him in on the 4th of July holiday. Everything's closed, but the Denton Emergency Veterinary Clinic was open. And the nicest woman, evaluated him, said, hey, the call is yours. You know, we could maybe see about giving him treatment. But, you know, he's 15 years old, and he's had a great life. And, yeah, she sat in there with us the whole time. It was incredible how sweet she was. And I think she could relate because she had an old dog, too, and still does. And you have to understand, for the last 2 years, we've had these runners, these carpet runners on our hardwood floors, because that's the only way
you can get around.
We basically
turn your whole home into a hospice for the dogs for the last year.
I put yoga mats down when my Lucy was getting to that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they just, the hardwood floors, they just can't deal. They start sliding and do all that. So yeah, we knew it was time, but it's a really hard call to make. But I felt better about it afterwards, because once we went through the whole process, it's the first time I've seen him in peace in probably 3 years,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so that was on July 4th. But, man, he was, as you always hear the eulogy, the best dog, but he really was. And the funny thing about him, Gordo, you thought he was a bird dog. I thought he was a bird dog. I didn't know what exact breed he was. It didn't really matter. But, like, after a week when we had him, my son came running home and said, I figured out what Hank is. And he had this book, and he opened it up and said, he's an English foxhound.
Yeah, that's really what he looks like.
And he really does look like an English foxhound. And so we said, okay, he's a hound dog, I guess. And when we moved out to where we live now, we're a bit out in the country. We're in a neighborhood, but right behind us is a 100-acre ranch. And they have all sorts of equestrian events there. They keep a lot of horses. They train horses. And Hank would go out at the back of our yard, and every morning when the horses would come by, he would bark at them. And he figured out a way to open up the gate, and then he would take off, and we'd get a call from the folks who have the ranch and say, and they eventually learned his name, Hank is over here, and I'd have to apologize. Oh, I'm so sorry. And I figured he went because he wanted to chase the horses. I found out after talking to them about the third time that he ran off, he would run with the horses,
mm-hmm.
like an old foxhound.
Yeah.
Like he was on a hunt.
That's great.
That was he was supposed to do. And I'm so glad that he got to enjoy that and, you know, have those wheels off runs with the horses, because that's what he was. He was a foxhound, I guess. And, man, he was a good boy, real good, sweet, sweet dog. But it was just time. And I'm thinking 15 years, that's a long time for especially a dog of size. He was a good-sized dog, too.
We've all gone through this. I think all of us here at the station have had to face this. When to put the dog down, when to put the dog out of its misery. And it's one of the absolute hardest, most awful things you can go through.
Yeah.
Because, you know, with human beings, it runs its course. You don't really ever have to make that decision unless somebody's on life support for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But the dog, you have to make the call in most cases.
And you can't converse with them about it.
Yes. So you always
feel a little bit like an executioner.
Right. Yes, that's the hardest thing. But I think I've found, sadly, that we probably all wait a little too long.
We all wait too long.
We want to keep them around for us, and we think that we're doing them a favor. But I don't know how you feel about how you did it with Hank.
The exact same way.
But I think when I look back with Lucy, I probably waited about a month too long, maybe even 2 months too long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they have no quality of life, but you're just holding on. But you can't help it, because that's such a tough call to make.
Right. No, I thought about that, and I thought about the series of runners that we had throughout the house. How ridiculous is that?
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, and then if he did get to a stretch, I would have to lift him, you know, and that's the point that it was before vacation. I was having to carry him outside.
Yeah.
And I think both of you had to do that too.
Yeah. Right.
Once you get to that point, there's nothing that can really help him for a long-term solution.
I remember it took a friend of mine coming over to check on Lucy, and I had to do that. She was there, I had to carry her outside and, you know, almost hold her up while she peed. And my friend looked at me and she said, it's time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're having to do, and you sometimes you need someone to kind of rattle your cage and wake you up to, okay, I am holding on a little too long.
Yeah.
Well, that's very sad news. He was a big part of the Ticket family.
Yeah.
And so you still have three dogs left, Giorgio.
That is correct. Yes.
And after I had to put Jake down, still haven't got another one. And a junior, you don't have Lucy.
It's been about 4 years now, and I haven't gotten another one. I will at some point.
It's kind of surprising to me that we've gone this long.
Yeah.
But I have to say, Giorgio, even though you still got three, and you're going to have to be going through this for a while.
I know.
Something nice about the dog-free household after you've gone long.
It's relaxing.
With it.
Yeah.
It's
I can understand
more relaxing.
That. Hey, the whole time I'm on vacation, I'm thinking, what are the dogs doing? And that was another thing. We put Hang down right before we went to the Northeast. And, yeah, you worry about them all the time. They're like kids. They really are. And, you know, we turn dogs into humans. We, I guess, do that in a very strange way. But, yeah, we just can't help but love them. And he was a good boy. 947 on the ticket.